Jory, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining us. We were able to pin you down. I know you're constantly traveling the state, traveling the region, and we're here in Missoula at Scout HQ. So welcome.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So today I really want to get into just getting to know you and getting to know, for parents out there that are interested in getting their kids involved with Scouts, where you recommend they start, some of those first initial steps that can be sometimes a hurdle in our busy lives, especially as we're ramping up, the weather's getting nicer, and lives are getting busier. So I guess first, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how, you know, how your journey to become, you know, the chief development officer of Scouts here in Missoula has, in Montana, how that came to be?
Oh, absolutely, and thanks. So I born and raised in Missoula. Actually lucky enough to be a fourth generation Missoulian, which Wow. is pretty exciting. But my scouting journey started when I was 8 years old, and my parents got me involved with a Cub Scout pack in the Rattlesnake neighborhood here in Missoula. And awesome. Stayed in Cub Scouts, graduated out of Cub Scouts, crossed over into Boy Scouts, really enjoyed that experience. My father had a physical disability that didn't allow him to get us out into the woods and do the things that he really enjoyed growing up as a child. So scouting became sort of like a second family to me. Had an excellent number of scout leaders, and they stayed very engaged, and I had just a lot of wonderful adventures in my childhood. And so upon earning my Eagle Scout Award, I was encouraged to stay involved in scouting and became basically an assistant scoutmaster. Yeah. and walked that journey and then did all of the volunteer things that one can do, and all the way up through joining the board of directors towards the later 2000s, and really enjoyed that experience and was asked to look at a fundraising potential for the Boy Scouts here in Montana and see if we could transform our significant fundraising into something more to benefit the whole council. So took this job in 2011 and have enjoyed it ever since. It's a different journey than the volunteer path for sure.
Yeah.
But exciting nonetheless. And so it's been a great career, almost 8 years now for me as a professional.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, you can tell when you watch and you're in front of a group of Scouts or Eagle Scout alum or Cub Scouts or volunteers, you just bring that energy to the room. So I'm sure that's been really felt by the community here. So thank you.
You bet.
You mentioned Montana Scouts, and boy, what a place to participate in Scouts. Do you ever think, I wonder what Scouts in Rhode Island do, or what's the scout troop in Boston look like? Because they must look at Montana and say, oh, everyone out there, that's just their way of life.
Sure.
What do you think about that?
Well, I'll tell you, I just a few weeks ago, I had the opportunity to attend a national camping school certification that we have to do, and it was at Alpine, New Jersey, at a scout camp that was there. And so I had a direct interaction with a lot of those sort of Northeast scouters, and that's not a normal connection for us. I mean, a lot of times we meet folks that are in the West or sometimes down the South. We're nationally headquartered out of Dallas, Texas, so I have some interaction there, but it really is uniquely different. And there, their outdoor experience is summer camp, period. So they spend all year through most of their lives, like everything is about summer camp and getting to summer camp. And here in Montana, only about 20-25% of our scouts on an annual basis go to summer camp. And I believe it's because of what we're surrounded by. These are kids that grow up in the outdoors and they have that connection to the natural world in a really beautiful place. So it's pretty unique. I have a young nephew that is in Rhode Island, actually. Funny you mentioned that. And he's grown up as a scout there. He just crossed over, so he's a brand new scout. And he is looking forward to getting old enough that he can make that journey to Montana and come out here and camp and enjoy our summer camps and our experiences here. So it is uniquely different, and we are so blessed that we are surrounded by what we're surrounded by. And arguably, I would say it's probably one of the coolest places in the world to be a Boy Scout.
I think so. And along those same lines, you know, right out our back door, we're looking at some mountains. We have rivers. The state itself, there's so many outdoor opportunities. One of the things we've been saying a lot is big sky is better than the big screen. So even in Montana, my wife teaches third grade, and she'll talk to students that say, oh, yeah, this weekend, you know, I plan on playing a lot of video games. I plan on spending some time on my iPad. Even right here in, you know, our backyard, when there's all these opportunities, students aren't, and kids aren't getting, you know, the access that perhaps most people think, oh, Montana, those kids live outdoors. Can you talk about some of the ways that Scouts helps open up those doors? You mentioned it, you know, in your own experience, but what you've seen, some experiences here.
You bet. You know, as we know it in the industry, as we call it, the outdoor deficit disorder, and there is definitely a change in the culture and the way that kids interact, and it's not common anymore for you to, you know, kick your kids outside and they spend all day until, you know, you yell, blow the whistle, ring the bell, whatever, and they come back inside. So there is that deficit. And so I think scouting is a big, it's a trick. I'll just be downright honest with you. Baden-Powell, who founded scouting in 1910, said scouting is a game with a purpose. And so the whole purpose of scouting is to create better leaders, citizens, you know, engage team members, people that are willing to give back to others, that service component, to really well-round an individual. But the trick part of it, the game part of it, is the outdoors. And so we get them out into the outdoors. And it's not uncommon at all for us to take scouts out towards the woods somewhere, and they'll be engaged on their iPad or their phone or what have you until you get to that spot. And once you introduce them to those outdoors, they find that those youth go and engage in all the things that we used to. It's just that phone may be riding with them. It may be in their back pocket, but they're taking photos with it. And so they learn on their own, basically, that there's something greater than that device. And I think that's one of the things that is so, so important to parents today is that missing link of, you know, we know kids that are grow up in the outdoors and they have that interaction. They're happier kids and they're healthier kids. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the big push and the big value that the Boy Scouts bring to youth today.
Yeah. And that's amazing. And I can put myself in the shoes of a parent that says, this all sounds great. My life is really, really busy. Maybe I don't have time to volunteer with the Scouts. Can you describe what level of commitment it requires me, the parent, from I'm in the car, I might be listening to this, and I'm saying, yeah, this could be cool to get my kid involved in, but I don't know where to start. Can you walk them through maybe steps one and two, and, you know, is it a big time commitment? What does that look like?
Absolutely. You know, the Boy Scouts of America have found that what families have asked for is more opportunities for families to engage in a program together as a family. And so because that time is so valuable, what can I do with my family together as a family? And so welcome to Scouts BSA. That is our new division of scouting that allows families to participate in whatever level they're comfortable with, from simply bringing your scouts to a meeting and then picking them up, mm-hmm. to really being engaged at the fullest level, where we want to go out and be part of those outdoor adventures and want to engage that. So I recommend to families to come in and dip your toe in the water, find out what's going on in units in your local area. There really is a fit for everybody. And I've always been a believer in the adage, it takes a village to raise a child. And scouting really gives that opportunity to be very involved. We hope that you're involved because it's a more meaningful experience for both your child and yourself, mm-hmm. the more that you're engaged. But it's not required in any way, shape, or form. I think there's a lot of opportunities to come in and do a little something, or there's a lot of opportunities to be fully immersed, to be part of the training, to be part of the culture of scouting, to be part of those adventures. So it's really a sort of a smorgasbord of choose your own adventure.
Nice.
Or your own level of adventure, if you will. We're either going to ski the Bunny Hill, or we're going to ski the Black Diamond
right.
Slope, right? It's going to be either way. And I think that's one of the unique parts of scouting. And we have a very strong volunteer base. And I will tell you that many of those volunteers have youth that have grown out of the program, but they're still engaged, or their youth that have or their adults that have youth in the program and continue to be engaged at that level. So really just a lot of options for parents and busy families. We understand it as well as anybody. The world is a busy place, and so we're just trying to fit in that and still give you that value back to your family, however that works for your family.
Great. And sort of backing up, what does that first meeting or interaction with Scouts look like from, okay, I have an 8-year-old kid, I want to get them involved. Do I head to the website? Is there, you know, do I call somebody? And is there a local troop near me if I'm, you know, not directly inside Billings or Great Falls or Helena or Missoula here? What are my next steps if I'm saying, yeah, I kind of want to explore this, but I don't want to drive an hour every Wednesday night?
Absolutely. So Montana, we're lucky, you know, 140 some thousand square miles makes us a pretty pretty sizable area. In fact, one of the largest landmass councils in the United States. Not all states. We're one of the only states that is a state-specific council. And so it's pretty unique for us. And with that, we're very spread out. But scouting exists in all corners, in all areas of Montana. And so there really are opportunities for everyone. And so I suggest going to our website, montanabsa.org. And there you can find local contact information. We can put you in touch, even through our general access phone number, we can put you in touch with local folks. And once you have those local folks connection, we have paid representation in some places across the state. They can direct you to, here are the 1, 2, 7, 20 different units that are in your area that you can go and visit. And I suggest you do. I mean, shop those units and find the place that you as a family feel comfortable with, that you're comfortable with the folks you're engaging with. You will have a better experience if you find that place that you feel comfortable and you feel like wanting to engage at that level. So do shop those units, and they all have their own unique personalities and their own unique way of delivering our program within the boundaries of our safe scouting. So I just do suggest that you make that call and you check it out and you go make a visit and you go meet up with those units and see what you think.
So it sounds like there's not a prescribed, this is what will happen on your first visit, but that it's sort of customized. Like each location, each troop leader might do something different and unique to that location. And that sounds like a really cool way to enter the program.
Well, very much so. And I think one of the other big changes that scouting overall has really engaged here over the last little while is not the, you know, you can only join in one time of the year or two times of the year. That's our onboarding sessions. And I think we do get a majority of kids start the scouting program at the first of the school year, if you will. And that's changing. We now have year-round recruiting. And so at any time you can come into the program. And so don't feel like, oh, well, we missed that. That was something that happened in September. And now it's, it's March, it's April. I can't do that now. No, you can come on board at any point in the year. And it's not like your child will be behind or not part of the same program. The program is now written such that we can deliver those steps immediately and engage your child, engage you and start that process at any point in the year. So it's a much easier, in my opinion, much easier onboarding process than it used to be.
Yeah, they've lowered a lot of barriers, it sounds like.
For sure.
Get started.
Yeah.
Go check out the local meetup.
Absolutely.
You mentioned your own path from Cub Scouts to Boy Scouts, and I'm curious what that looks like. Is it, you know, on a Tuesday, oh, now I'm a Boy Scout, or is there more to it than that? And for a family that's thinking about Cub Scouts and thinking long term, is this something they want their kid involved in for the next year, 2 years, or maybe, you know, they want to achieve Eagle? And what does that journey look like?
Absolutely. And I think, again, it's very individual. I can think of my own experience as a Scoutmaster, perhaps one of the most significant Scouts that I ever had from a standpoint of a person that made an impact in the world was not an Eagle Scout. And I think very different than how we look at a lot of programs in life. This isn't a rubber stamp mill. It's not that everybody needs to get to a certain level. I mean, we'd love the fact that every kid that ever joined Scouting or Cub Scouting became an Eagle Scout. Oh, sure. But that's not the ultimate goal of the Boy Scouts of America. Our goal has always been to try to get kids involved in the program, especially at the Scouts BSA level, that they're there for 2 years, right? And 2 years gets them normally the first class rank or better. And we've proven statistically that if you achieve that level, you're going to tend to live the Scout Oath and Law in your life for the rest of your life.
Wow.
And that's really our goal.
Yeah,
so you have people that are helpful and they're trustworthy and they're loyal and friendly and all of those things that the values, if you will, the core values of scouting. So it really is individual, but we do find that most of our Eagle Scouts start as Cub Scouts. Not all of them, but most of them. So starting at that Cub Scout level where you have the engagement there, it's very much a grade-based environment. So if you are a second grader, you're working at this particular level. If you're a third grader, you're working at the next level. And again, that's that kind of year-round onboarding. We start you at that level program. So that's very unique. Whereas in the Scouts BSA program, you can onboard at 12 years old, or you can certainly be younger if you've been through the Cub Scout program and earned the Arrow of Light. And so they go through that process, and then it's very individual. And when I say that, you do not progress at a certain level just because of your age. You don't start at a certain level. You earn your way through the Scouts BSA ranks, ultimately to Eagle Scout, at any point in your career. So if you start as an older scout at, say, 14, you start as a scout, you earn tenderfoot, you go through those ranks sequentially that way. So okay. It is very much an individualized advancement program. But again, that's the advancement is it's icing on the cake for sure. And those badges are important and they mean a lot. And there's something that each youth aspires to. However, that's not the goal of the program. The goal is to prepare young people to make ethical and moral choices over their lifetimes by instilling in them the values of the Scout Oath and Law.
Very cool. Yeah, that was news to me. I didn't know that you advanced at your own pace at that point. Mm-hmm. Very cool. A parent, I've got a lot of things in my budget. Time, but also resources are maybe thin for me. What does it cost to get involved in Scouts? What does that look like? Is there a financial barrier for folks? And, is it an annual cost? What can I expect?
Sure. So the registration fee for the Boy Scouts of America for a year is $42. Okay. And that includes insurance and includes all the things. And all of that money that is paid goes directly through the Montana Council to the National Boy Scouts of America. So that's a set flat fee. We prorate insurance and registration costs depending on when you join for that year. So we start our year on January 1st every year. We live in the calendar year. So that's a prorated fee that declines as you go throughout the year back to starting again in January at the 42 level. So that's the basic sign up rate. All right. Now, there's a number of things and it can seem overwhelming. We have uniforms, we have outdoor opportunities, adventures, activities, those things that happen. And sometimes there are additional costs with that. So we offer a number of different programs that are available to offset cost to a family. I would summarize all of that by saying this: cost should never be a barrier to enter scouting. And in fact, if you look at our year-round costs, even with uniforms, activity fees, all those things in there, I would say that we are a very inexpensive program to be a part of as a family. When you compare us to, school sports programs or travel sports programs or other entities that are out there, the expense has always been a concern in the Boy Scout program. So we look at that as a whole. So we've got opportunities for that. We have opportunities for fundraisers. Nobody mm-hmm. loves the idea of selling things door to door, but the popcorn program, a lot of people are familiar. The Boy Scouts sell popcorn. It's a big hit. And that program is really structured for two things. One, to teach a young person how to present themselves. And I would arguably say, coming from a sales background, if you can teach a young person to sell things, they'll always have a career. So that's important, and how you present yourself to others. But more importantly, earning your own way. And one of the tenets of the Scout program has always been a Scout earns their own way. And we are an organization that is chartered to the U.S. government. The U.S. government provides no funding to the Boy Scouts of America. We're simply chartered to them because we made that promise in 1914 that we would pay our own way. And wow. It's been a tenet for now for 109 years and will continue to be so.
Very cool. Yeah, I think a lot of parents will be surprised to hear just how inexpensive that barrier can be knocked down quite easily.
Absolutely. A lot of units, there's a lot of units out there that support that. They help. We do uniform exchanges. If you can imagine, if you have a child that comes in the program at 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, there's a lot of growing going on. And so nobody wants to buy a uniform and do all that work and go through it just to be outgrown right. in less right. than a year. So we have a lot of units that do uniform exchange. So as their child grows out of a uniform, then they recycle those. So it's a great deal. And we've got them on behalf of our council, and we've actually got an online Facebook page, which is just for uniform exchanges across the state. So
that's amazing.
We always try to make this program affordable for anyone.
Yeah, I could see from Cub Scouts to Boy Scouts going through about 20 uniforms throughout that 10 years.
So. It's really funny when they stand up front and the sleeves, come to halfway down their arm.
Yeah,
it just
happens. Yeah, and then
happens.
You send a Facebook report, hey, check out this page.
Later in life, you start not fitting in other ways, but we don't need to talk
right.
about that.
Right. Joy, this has been awesome. I think the last question I have today is just, people can find out more. You mentioned that, but what would be, a piece of advice that you would have for a parent that is kind of on the edge thinking, well, I'm leaning towards Scouts, but I'm just not sure I have enough time. And what would be one thing you'd say to that parent to say, here's a piece of advice I might give.
Absolutely. I'd summarize it, I guess, in a, maybe a couple of points here. But, you know, it's really interesting doing my job in development and kind of reconnecting with alumni and whatever. And we just had a big event last night where we had Eagle Scouts from throughout their life, you know, kind of come together and sort of tell their story. And it's amazing to me. It's borderline emotional. It's exciting. It's inspiring how these stories connect and how the most amazing people that I have met in life seem to have this connection. They're an alumni of scouting. They learned values in scouting that have stuck with them. And I think if parents were to really, you know, ask their friends or ask the people they're surrounded with, the people they work with, I think they would be shocked to find out how many scouting alumni live. In Montana, in rough numbers, it's about one out of every two adult living males is an alumni of the Scout program.
Oh, wow.
And so that's a pretty amazing statistic. And so I take that to place value on what this program really is. And scouting has been, like I said, in existence for 109 years, but we've been sort of out of the limelight for a long time. And then the limelight's recently shown on us, is certainly changing our program and accepting females at all levels, which
right, girl troops.
We've had females in scouting since Boy Scouts since 1973, but really at all levels now at this point. And so there's been some of that media out there and whatever. I would say the best piece of advice I could give is check us out. Come down, go to a meetup, certainly have a visit with a local contact and really kind of see, make that determination for yourself. Don't just assume that the national media is always right or that local media is always right per se. Mm-hmm. You know, actually make that determination for yourself and have that conversation. I think if you do, you'll be just amazed at what scouting can bring as value that's not delivered in our school system. It's not delivered in a lot of other places to our youth and really get that engagement. And it's always awesome to see a first-class scout or better stand up in front of a crowd and present him or herself to that crowd. It's different. And scouts are the kids that in general will shake your hand and look you in the eye and you know they mean it. Mm-hmm. They're not hidden away and not hidden behind a device. And in today's world, I think that's becoming more and more important. So check us out, you know, just make that phone call, come down to that meetup and have conversations. And I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised at what scouting can bring to your youth.
Well said, well said. Well, we're really excited for what 2019 and the future holds for Montana Council. And Joy, thanks a ton for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.